A character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
I just wanna listen.
As my world turns, the heart beats. Not only in my chest, but the heart in the street. So when they feel this, they feel me. But I can't feel nothing outside these Dre beats. I am from the city of evil, came from the bottom. Standing on top, I was supposed to be my coffin. What's up? Inception shows me as a dead man walking. But reflection shows this kid still got it. Let it be known I got the throne like I don't know that there's a king. Never grew up around a family cause I'm not a human being. And anyone on my level that's coming in my spot.
Thanks, guys, for tuning back in. WrestleMania, Stunt Granny, WrestleMania 28 preview show number 2. In case you missed it this morning, there was preview number 1 was Sheamus and Daniel Bryan. A little AJ talk, a little Miz talk in there. This time, well, we try to balance these out, and it's Kevin joining me. Kevin's going to be the
hi kids
the co-host the whole time. So
yep, it's going to be the two of us since the other guys are much better at history than our persons.
You got that right.
So we're going to let them cover that Hall of Fame thing and do their own little roundup of their own. So yep. We concentrate on this stuff.
Yeah, so as long as it happened within the last 24 hours, we're golden. So, all right. So we're going to talk about the best. You're going to have to cover the name. Beth Phoenix and Eva Torres versus Kelly and Maria Menounos?
Yes.
That it? Okay. So now we have 13 minutes and 40 seconds to fill.
Yes, we do.
This isn't even like one of those contrived, haha, we're trying to be too cool. I really don't know what to talk about in this match. This is clearly something that was tossed together because they had to get the chicks on the show.
It was really crazy. Like, I mean, they had mentioned her, but they have done such a poor job of keeping Beth on TV after becoming champ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she became champ. She had kind of a sustained run, and then it just all of a sudden stopped.
Yeah. It's almost like they had her match with Tamina. That was nice.
Well, even before that, though, like, they're like, oh, we need to keep Beth off TV while we build up Tamina.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even in that whole Tamina build-up, she was nowhere to be found. They're like, oh, yeah, by the way, Beth is still our champion. May not have seen her in the last month, but she still is, really.
Yeah, well, she popped up for a couple episodes, but, you know, because she was doing the whole slapping Brie Bella, or one of the Bella twins, on the back the whole time.
No.
And, you know, and there was that
stuff.
Part. Yeah, well, I did say if it wasn't the last 24 hours. But it almost seems like something was supposed to be done with Karma. Why else was she in the Royal Rumble? That spot could have gone to Beth Phoenix, Tamina. If you were going to build Tamina up for Elimination Chamber, you could have put her in there. The crowd would have farted on it. It could have been like, why is this bitch in the Royal Rumble?
Well, or they even could have done a split the difference with those two, like have them chuck a couple of people out each, and then, mm-hmm. you know, just end up going, oh, okay. Then kind of have them do a little showdown and have them get pitched somehow or another.
Yeah. But it just, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't seem like there was a good reason to have Karma reintroduced again just to have her literally disappear. I don't think, did they mention her the next day on Raw at all?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Nope.
And then
Not even a peep.
Yeah, and the focus just turned to Tamina almost immediately after that. So, but then after the Tamina thing, really, Beth Phoenix fell off because they put all the heat behind Eve Torres. And the storyline really was Eve Torres breaking up with Kelly Kelly, like friendship falling apart sort of thing. And Beth Phoenix just kind of got dragged into this because her partner was Natalya. So it was like an instant reshuffling of storylines and alliances out of the blue.
It is. It's kind of hard to unravel the whole thing. Like, I mean, I guess that's why I concentrated part of, you know, some recollection of over the past 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there just isn't much there because, I mean, Kelly Kelly is another one where she hasn't been on TV that much either.
Nope.
She's like, oh, hey, Miss Maxim girl, everything. And then she finally loses. And, you know, rightfully so, the title to Beth Phoenix. And, Well, I'll at least give the writers some credit that they're like, hey, maybe we should remind everyone that Kelly Kelly lost the belt to her.
Yeah. But shouldn't they also remind everybody that Beth Phoenix beat Eve Torres in like 30 seconds?
Usually when they're teammates, that gets swept under the rug. Yeah. So I'm going to let that part of it slide.
Well, there's that, but this is like WWE revisionist history, selective historical remembrance, if you want to put it like that. It just doesn't matter. It's like you're just supposed to accept this as the way it's always been. Like Eve Torres and Beth Phoenix have been partners or friends for a while, not just the immediate last 2 weeks. You know?
And they haven't even really been partners. I mean, that's the other thing that just is not helping out at all.
Yeah.
You know, okay, I understand that they only have a limited amount of time that they can work with Maria Menounos, but, you know, there's no reason that Beth and Eve shouldn't have teamed against somebody this week. I don't care if it was the Bellas or any combination of two divas.
Mm-hmm.
Just have them beat up on somebody to kind of prove that they're tough and they're going to take out Kelly Kelly and Maria.
Yeah, why not? What's Alicia doing? Alicia Fox and Caitlyn. And I know it's going to break Dusty's heart to hear that, but have Caitlyn come out. And even if Caitlyn doesn't get involved in the pinfall, you can still have, you know, Alicia Fox get beat up for a while. Because who cares about her?
Yep.
And
have
you know,
get beat up. Who cares about her? Tamina has yet again dropped off the face of the earth.
Right.
So she could get beat up.
That would have made it more impressive, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. To have Tamina get beat up I'm going to stick with Alicia, but, you know, just that sort of thing. And go and then have them cut a little. Maybe that's going to happen. You know, we are recording these a little early. But
still, though, I mean, we're recording it early, but there's only one Raw before this goes down. What can they really do?
Yeah, right, because there is no SmackDown. Remember, it's WrestleMania time, so there's no SmackDowns at all. So you don't even have that opportunity.
There's no SmackDowns?
No. That Friday, I don't believe there's a SmackDown, no. They give them Tuesday off for travel because they have to be pretty much full force into WrestleMania promotions by then.
Oh, see, I thought that there was a SmackDown last year before.
Unless they record two on Monday.
Oh, that might have
been
it.
They might do that. I don't know. But I think the biggest issue here is if they wanted to do, you know, Beth and Eve versus Kelly Kelly and Tamina, all right, I think that match is a little more acceptable. But they're forcing this issue with this Maria Menounos that she pinned Beth last year or something that I don't even remember. I don't even remember this chick being on WrestleMania at all. I'm sorry, on WWE television anywhere.
Yeah, well, I only remembered it after seeing it, but I was like, oh, yeah, I suppose that did happen.
Yeah. Now, for those who don't know who this girl is, and it took me a second, and I didn't put two and two together until later, she's the host of Extra, which is, I think, is one of those syndicated tabloid journalism shows, something like that.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. I really don't know and didn't do research.
Yeah. Well, I guess they've been around, so I guess maybe tabloid sounds a little bad to me, because I guess to me tabloid always says we made shit up about aliens or, you know, Hitler still being alive in Brazil. And at least with these, it's just celebrity gossipy bullshit.
Yeah, but that's still, I think it's tabloid journalism, but I think that's what they used to, well, they were periodicals, but you get, I don't know, you can still call them tabloids, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just, well, I'm, yeah, you know
I understand what you mean. Yeah, no, I understand what you mean, though. And really, they just cover stuff like, George Clooney got arrested today, and how do you feel, and
how do you
doesn't
feel,
mean
Mario?
Shit.
Because, yeah, isn't Mario Lopez her co-host?
Oh, Lord, really?
I think so.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. No, I that's how little I know about this girl. All right.
Well, I only remember because one of the because they have done, what, maybe two or three segments with Extra with the, oh, yeah, because the Bellas and Alicia Fox were talking to Mario Lopez on Extra the other day.
Oh, is that when all that started?
Last week or something. Oh, I forget what this shit. No, that's not when it started, because they didn't really have anything until this Monday.
Okay.
With they had some Twitter stuff going on, I think, with Maria and Beth, but you know, whatever. I snoozed through that.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Was this the chick that had to wear like a Giants bikini on the show or something? That all the sports people were making a big deal out of? She lost a bet and had to wear a bikini for a segment that was for the Giants or something?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, you're...
And she was, like, super embarrassed. But here's the thing. And just a little tidbit for everybody out there. If you put Maria Menounos in Yahoo or Google image search, this chick seems pretty awesome. So...
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't see Clip Pierce on people who are on TV very often, so that's pretty cool in my book. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
it's,
you know,
it's looking pretty nice. I haven't seen that in quite some time. So
yeah. I mean, and good for her. God bless her, and hopefully, you know, boyfriend girlfriend enjoys it because it looks delicious. So, I don't know. You know, we did one hell of a stretch job on this, and I'm kind of running out of steam for it, so...
Yeah, no, and it also feels like it seems like they didn't have... They realized, like, again, just the thrown-together nature of this. It's just like, oh, we don't have a celebrity anywhere on our card. Where can we fit it in? Oh,
but
the women don't matter. Let's fit it in here.
But don't they have a huge celebrity on this show? So why even bother with this chick? I mean, The Rock is a huge celebrity, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Because
I don't
know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many people he's going to drag in. You know, like, what movie is... Well, that can be saved for later, I suppose.
Yeah, we'll figure that out later. But,
you know, I guess, but in general, he's not advertising anything else right now. So he's not, right, like, out and about. She's still doing her show. So she has another vehicle to advertise it.
True.
I'll leave it at that for now and not get into the Rock portion of things.
Yeah, but do you see, like, the housewives that watch a show like Extra going, oh, I got to watch this show to see her take on this Beth Phoenix lady?
Yeah. Hey, no, honey, I know you really wanted to order WrestleMania this year, and I didn't want you to, but now that Maria Menounos is in it, I'm all in. Let's spend that $70.
Yeah, $75, I think it is this year for the HD feed.
Yeah,
it's either $64.95 or $75.95 or $74.95. It's pretty fucking crazy, but
but no,
it just this is like the audience for that Extra show seems to be the type that would just poo-poo something like this. Like, I'm not watching that garbage. It's all fake.
Yeah.
You know who's gonna win? This is stupid.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't think they're getting any help from them.
Yeah, just dumb.
Yeah,
it doesn't do any, unless they had some sort of contractual thing with her, you know, or they wanted to give Beth and Eve a quick win, which I guess we can get into prediction time. I'm going with Beth and Eve winning this. in a total who gives a shit manner, and with the hopes that Karma shows up after the match, I'm still banging that drum and gets in best pace or something.
Yeah, so. Well, I'm going to go with the I don't think his celebrity has lost a match, or at least in recent memory, one hasn't lost a match. So I'm going to go with Maria and Kelly Kelly with the W. But it's still going to be a who gives a shit match.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could talk about placement, but you just covered that up. So
On
that note, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back on Tuesday. With Randy Orton, Kane, I think in the morning, and then Big Show and Cody Rhodes in the afternoon. And, of course, that means we're saving all the important stuff for the end. So I guess you could skip all these since I'm giving you the schedule, but don't. Just listen to all of them. Like I consistently say, we do this for you. You owe it to us to listen. So come back tomorrow, and we'll get at you later.